Wrap it up. Okay, first of all, you should have gotten the name of a mentor, an email mentor. That is, if you are not way, 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 way far behind. So, if you didn't get one, let me know, okay? Because it's very possible that I could have just skipped somebody inadvertently. So, if you didn't get one, let me know. And if you get caught up, I will give you one. So, for those people who are way, 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 way far behind, I want you to get caught up more than I want you to do that. So, I didn't necessarily give you one yet. When you're a little caught up, I will. Mainly because I also send it to the mentor, and if you are not going to be getting in touch with them, I don't particularly want to get in touch with them and say, this person is going to get in touch when they're not. So what you're supposed to be doing is the mentors, again, are not there to help with homework. In fact, that may not be their area of expertise, so they may not even know the answer. They may not know JavaScript, for example, and may never have done it. So, they're there to tell you about careers in IT, okay? And also, I'm going to be having you write something about soft skills later on in the semester, so I would also ask them a little bit about what soft skills they think are important. And the soft skills that we're talking about are those soft skills that we looked at way back at that survey on the first week of classes. These are the soft skills that we're talking about. Attention, punctuality, perseverance, all of those soft skills. And then you also created a database that had articles about soft skills. So you can get some from there, too. But just while we're talking about the mentors, anticipate that that's going to be coming in your future, so you might ask the mentor about some of the what soft skills they think are important and that sort of thing. The mentors are all, as I've said, graduates of BCC and CIS, and a lot of them have been doing this for quite a few years, and they, you know, are really tend to be very responsive. There's a couple of them that actually, when we get to them, they're really good, but sometimes they are overworked and don't get back to you. So if you don't hear from them after a while, let me know and I'll nag them, okay? So then that works. So, but some of the ones that actually do the best of giving you lots of information are the ones that need to be kind of nagged. So, okay, so that's that. You're going to work on rock, paper, scissors, and I've already put those two things out here. There's a couple of other things people were asking about uppercase, and if you click on test for uppercase and look at this, okay, that's how I can test for uppercase. I've got a variable that I call test, and I made it equal to hello world. And then I said, if test convert to uppercase equals hello world, then write out it worked. And write out the conversion that it did, write out test converted to uppercase. Otherwise, write out problem. Okay? So, this worked. And I think I ended the... So it said, it worked, hello world. And there it is, okay? So, that's how, if you want to convert something to uppercase, you can do it. I also said that if you want to round a field to two decimal places, this formula works. Answer rounded equals math.round answer times 100 divided by 100, and that will round. So, people that ask that question, those kind of are the answers. Okay, the last thing that I want to look at under JavaScript, so we'll go in under programs, and I want to look at an array, and I'm going to look at the department array. So go in under JavaScript, under Programs, and click on Department Array. Okay. So this is coming up, and it says Check Department, and then it says Division 3 has 4 departments. And so that says please enter the department number. Okay. So I'm going to, apparently I have put in here a 2, which means it will default to 2. So I'm going to click OK. And it defaulted and showed me the department is CI. Okay, so if I look at this and view the source, let me get it a little bigger. Okay. So first of all, in doing this, I actually decided to put in the stuff at the top just so that you can see that it can be done. So I put in doctype HTML, that means it's HTML5. Then I put HTML, then I put head, then I put the meta character set, which if you want it to come out as working, when you go in and try to check the code, it's going to look for that and will then tell you that it's perfectly well written. You never have to use that. It's just that it will, if you validate it, it will come back and yell at you if you don't have something like that in there. But we don't validate in this class, so it doesn't matter, but I put it in there anyway. It's a good to have. Then the title is basic array, and then my style. And I put the style in the header area as well. And I said background color beige, color navy. And then I close the style. Now on the next one, I actually put the table that I was setting up in the head rather than down in the body. It doesn't matter. You can put it both places, but I chose to put it in the head. Basically because it's something that I reference, not something I display. And so I just kind of, by putting it up in the head, it kind of gets out of the way. Okay, so it could be in the body. If I was putting it in the body, I'd probably put it at the top or the bottom again to kind of get it out of the way. So I said here, this is what is called an array. Okay, so what an array is it's a collection of things that all have the same name. Now, we know that two fields can't have the same name. And here, I'm giving a lot of fields the same name. But the difference is that I'm putting a number in the square braces afterward. So I'm telling it, this is the zeroth department array, this is the first, this is the second, this is the third, this is the fourth. And putting those numbers in makes it unique, you know, so that I can use the same name because the number makes it unique. The third one is different from the fourth one, so it makes it unique. So I am setting up an array here. And I first tell it, set up an array, department array, make it a new array, and make the biggest one of those indexes a 4. The biggest one is going to be a 4. I'm not going past 4. If I was going up to 8, then I would say new array up to 8, and I put an 8 there. So that 4 matches with what the biggest index is. This number is called an index. It can also be called a subscript. It can also be called a pointer. And probably the rightness of use is in the order that I wrote those. So index is used more often, subscript next. Pointer, not so much. So I've set up here, once I've said this is a new array, I've got 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's five things. Okay. The computer world frequently starts counting at 0, and with arrays it definitely does. We don't start counting with 0 so much, but they start counting at 0. So I've got five things. Now, because I don't want to use the zero too often, I just wrote no department zero. Okay, who wants to work in department zero? So that pretty much makes you worthless. Okay, so we got rid of department zero. And then I wrote, okay, business is going to be department one, CI is going to be department two, CU is going to be department 3, and OF is going to be department 4. So that's kind of how it is set up. And there is the array. So I've said the 0 slot is going to say no department 0. The first one of department arrays is going to say BU. The second one is going to say CI. Third is going to say CU. Fourth is going to say OF. Okay. So there are five elements in the array. And I don't refer to them just by their name. I refer to them by their name and their index, their position. Okay. Questions? No? Okay. So, now I've got my array set up. So now I come down and I close my script. And notice the slash slash at the beginning is because those are comments. Okay, I'm just writing comments there. And so that slash slash means comments. So then I went down and there will be a slight pause because one of my recorders just decided the battery was done. And I like to keep two of them going for just that reason. Okay, come on, you can do it. Yes. Okay. So now I am going to go down and close the head, and I'm going to go into the body. And in the body, I wrote out a header, and then I wrote a paragraph that said, Division 3 has 4 departments. Those are strictly in HTML. Then I said, okay, now I want to get into JavaScript. So I wrote script again. Okay. So I have script up here where I described the array, and now I'm coming into a script again where I'm going to use the array. Okay, so I said script, and then I said department number equals the prompt. Please enter the department number. So I put up that prompt, and I said comma 2, meaning that's what I'm going to put in the box, because my assumption is that if I were to do this with one of my classes, almost everybody's going to be a CI major, so number 2 is going to be the one that I'm going to hit. So I basically say if it's 2, you don't have to enter anything. If it's not 2, you're going to have to change it. Okay, and I would do that a lot, for example, for state. Massachusetts would be my default because most students would be from Massachusetts. So now I come down and I said, okay, if department number is less than 5, then I write, okay, I'm going to write out what the department is. So if it's less than 5. Now, I did not test for negative numbers because I assumed nobody was going to put them in there. If I were out in the real world, I probably wouldn't be safe making that assumption and I'd test for negative numbers, okay? But I didn't test for negative numbers. So if department number is less than 5, do a write. And the write is going to say, write the words the department is, concatenate it with that word, department array. And instead of putting a number inside here, I'm saying take the department number that you entered in. Or in this case, the default one of 2. So since 2 was the default, it is going to say, go to department array and go to the one that has an index of 2. And that is going to get CI. And so it is going to write, the department is CI. That CI came from over here. That CI came from over there. So it's writing, the department is concatenated with department array and get the one with an index of 2 so it gets CI. Else, if they enter something that is not less than 5, they get the message invalid department number. Then I end the script, I go back to HTML and I write the end, just to prove that I can go back to HTML and write something. And then I close the body and I close the HTML. Questions? Okay. I want you to take about 10 or 15 minutes and do something similar, so you can copy and paste some of this, but I want you to do it for the 6 states in New England. Okay? So instead of using BU and CI, you're going to have Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut. Okay? So you're going to basically take this, you can copy and paste some of it, but instead of talking about departments, I want you to talk about the 6 states in Rhode Island. In New England. I'll get that yet. In New England. If you don't finish it up in the time, I'd like you to finish it up and we'll go over it on Thursday. And the states are going to have a number, so you're going to be like department. State 1 is going to be, for example, Maine. State 2 is going to be New Hampshire. State 3 is going to be Vermont. 4 is Massachusetts, however you want to do it. But there are going to be 6 numbers that go with the 6 states. You can do the states in any order. through the abbreviations if you would rather. And I can never spell Connecticut, so anyway.
Nobody cares about Connecticut, I hate that place. It's a little Connecticut.
There's too many traffic jams in Connecticut. My husband's two least favorite states are Connecticut and Virginia.
Connecticut,
this is the two worst places for cops, too.
No, it's totally based on traffic in his world.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Virginia's opening these, like, sweet six-lane high-speed lanes right in the middle, and then it has five-lane outer lanes on the outside.
They're not there yet, though.
No, it's going to take a long time.
Leaving D.C.
Yes.
That stretch right outside D.C. is miles and miles and miles and miles of, 10 traffic. Miles an hour.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why every time I went through there, I planned it for like 2 a.m., but then you drive it.
Oh, yeah. No, right. But sometimes it just doesn't work. And again, you can put in the states in any order you want, or you can make Massachusetts number one if you want. Got it working?
Oh, you want to test it?
Sure. Okay. Write it and test it. As I said, I don't even pretend that I've got Connecticut spelled right. Yeah.
Okay.
Is it working?
Yeah.
Good.
How is number five an interesting way to do it?
Say that again?
You said it on the JavaScript one that number five is an interesting way to do it?
More that I put in all the stuff, maybe?
No.
I don't understand.
JavaScript one homework.
I don't remember now, but you did something that was interesting.
I'm not sure exactly what it was.
I don't remember now.
Pull it up.
I mean, you clearly showed that you either had taught JavaScript to yourself or knew it on your own.
Oh, yeah.
Had read it in the school or something. Yeah, is it working? Okay. Anybody else got it working? You got it working? Okay, good.
I'm still typing it.
No, right. Those who can type fast have a definite advantage.
No, I normally can't do blocks. It's just when I'm thinking, I need to type slow.
Background color and color.
The background color is just the body of the page. You can see that it's sort of beige. And the color navy is the color of the fonts. Okay? So that's just talking about the look of the page. And the reason I did that is to kind of make the point that you can include in your HTML both style and script. So you can put in there your you've got three things going on here. You got HTML, you got CSS, and you got JavaScript. And they're all happening in the same page. So you can bring all three together. And, you know, if you're doing a fancy web page, then that's really probably what you want to do. You're going to probably want to bring all three of them together.
Basically just type the message.
Okay.
What
things did you have to change as you were doing it, for those of you who are done? What number did you put in this for?
Six.
Okay, because it goes up through six now. And so, what did you do your if test on?
Less than seven.
Less than seven. So your if test is on less than seven. Okay? Because if you left it the way it was, Rhode Island and Connecticut would be invalid. Okay? So those have to be changed as well. I'll give you another minute or two, and then I'm going to move on. Ask her for help. She got hers working.
Oh, it's my... I had the person enter all the five grades at once.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Now I remember. Okay, we will again go over this. I would like you to, for your own sake, make this work before Thursday, and then we'll look at the solution on Thursday. But just for you, I would like you to do that. You don't have to pass it in. We'll just go over it on Thursday. But I want to give you a chance to get it working. So try to work on it between now and Thursday. Okay, we are going to completely change directions. We will go back to Visual Basic in a little while, but in the meantime I wanted to give you time to work on JavaScript without also learning Visual Basic at the same time. So we're going to take a look at numbering systems, which is another topic that this course includes. So I'm going to go back to my main page and click on the thing that says numbering systems and code. Okay. The numbering systems part of this assignment is correct. The back part of the assignment talks about computer codes. And it's not that it's not correct, it's just talking about computer codes that aren't used anymore, or much anymore. Basically, this was probably written 20 years ago, and there were different computer codes floating around then. So... you are going to find that the numbering system part of this is fine, but once it gets down to IBCDIC and BCD and all the rest at the end of this, just ignore it, because IBCDIC is not heavily used anymore. Okay, so just a quick review of decimal. Decimal is 10 to the 0 is defined as 1. 10 to the 1st is defined as 10. 10 squared is 100. 10 cubed is 1,000. So this is the 1's position, the 10's position, the 100's position, and the 1,000's position. And every number is equivalent to its face value times its positional value. So 5 in the thousands position is 5,000. But 5 in the hundreds position would have been 500. 5 in the tens position would have been 50, and 5 in the units position would have been 5. Okay? So in order to know what a number is, you need to know its face value and its positional value. Okay? So now we are going to look at binary. And we look at the binary numbering system because that's what computers use. Zeros and ones for on and off. Okay, so it uses binary positioning. So when you hit a key on the keyboard, that translates into 8 zero and ones that are passed on, and that is what the computer code is for that letter that you hit. And we'll look at that probably on Thursday. Okay. So binary is 1 and 0. Okay. Binary is base 2. Okay. We're base 10. Decimal is base 10. So it has the digits 0 through 9, which are 10 digits. Binary is base 2. So it has the digits 0 and 1, and that's all. Okay? So, if I look at binary, and I look at decimal, 0 in decimal is 0 in binary. 1 in decimal is 1 in binary. But now I've run out of digits. Okay? So a 2 in decimal is going to have to be other than a digit. Okay? So in powers of 2, two to the 0, just like 10 to the 0, is defined as 1. 2 to the first is 2. And 2 to the second is 4. Okay? So, if I want to show 2, I can put a face value of 1 there, because this is the face value, and this is the positional value. So, if I put a 1 there, over the 2 to the first or 2, then that represents 2. Okay. So this is 1, 0. The other way I can prove that is 1 plus 1. Okay. In decimal, if I have 9 plus 1, what do I do? 9 and 1 is
10.
Is put down the 0, carry the 1,
right,
and bring it down, right?
Right.
So 1 plus 1 is the same thing. 1 plus 1 is put down the 0, carry the 1, and bring it down. And it's 1, 0. Because there is no digit beyond 1, just like in decimal, there is no digit beyond 9. So once you max out with 9 and you add 1 to it, it becomes 1, 0. In binary, once you max out 1 and add 1 to it, it becomes 1, 0. Okay? So what's 3 going to be?
1, 1.
Okay? If I add 1 to this, it gets me 1, 1. And if I write it over here, in position, it gets me 1, 1. Because I've got a 1 in the 2 position and a 1 in the 1 position, so that gives me 3.
So it's pretty much like electrical. Like it's a switch.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so now, what would 4 be?
Yeah.
What's 4 going to be?
1, 0, 0.
1, 0, 0. And those who know are not allowed to say.
Sorry.
Okay, 1, 0, 0. Now there's a couple of ways we can do that. we can take the 1-1 and add 1 to it. 1 plus 1 is 1-0. Put down the 0, carry the 1. 1 plus 1 is 1-0. Or, over here, we can have a 1 in the 4 and zeros in the others. So face value times a positional value of 4, that gives me 4. Okay? And I'm writing too much on the side and blending into myself too much here. Let me take a picture. Okay, so what comes next? What comes next is 5. I'll try to come down here. Okay, so if I add 1, I get what?
1-0-1.
0 and 1 is 1. 0 and nothing is 0. 1 and nothing is 1. And over here, 5 would be the 4 position is on, the 1 position is on. 4 and 1 is 5. So that would be 1-0-1. Okay, what's 6 going to be?
1-1-0.
That's right. 1-1-0. What's 7 going to be?
1-1-1. Now that we're out of numbers, now
what?
X1 up.
Oh, come on. You're supposed to let me push there. Well, I better take a picture before I tell it that we really want to push.
A picture within a picture.
Yes, I know. So now let's see. I want to come down here. I want to do an insert blank page. Now I want to take a picture. No? No, it's getting a picture within a picture, too. Okay, what comes after 7? Let me see if I can push here. Nope. Okay. We'll do it. I don't understand why I can't push there, but that's all right. It needs a separate thing. All right. Insert blank page when in doubt. Okay, so we've got binary, we've got decimal, we've done down through 7. What's 8?
1-0-0-0.
Right. Okay, because this one has 2 to the 0 is 1. 2 to the first is 2, 2 squared is 4, and 2 to the third power is 8. So if I put a 1 there, I've got the 8. And if I add over here to 7, 1-1-1 plus 1. 1 plus 1, put down the 0, carry the 1. 1 plus 1, put down the 0, carry the 1. 1 plus 1 is 1-0. Okay? So what's 9?
1-0-0-1.
Okay? So that's going through the decimals. And that's the binary equivalent to the decimal.
Is it always going to be the math, like, formula like that with 2 to the whatever?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yep. Because just like in decimal, the positions are 10 to the 0, 10 to the 1st, 10 to the 2nd, 10 to the 3rd. In binary, base 2, it's 2 to the 0, 2 to the 1st, 2 to the 2nd, 2 to the 3rd.
What was that base 10 that you brought up before?
Decimal.
Normal counting, but you love it.
Yeah.
All right.
That's right. I mean, the normal way that you do things, but you don't really think of...
Yep.
When you write out 5,000, mm-hmm. you don't think about the fact that you are actually putting something in the 10 to the 3rd position, etc.
Exactly, yeah.
But that's in fact what you're doing. Okay, so here are the binary numbers, hopefully. Did I write them out? No, I guess not.
Yeah, you did. Down there?
Yeah. There they are. Okay, so there are the binary numbers so that you can look at those and check. And we just went up to 9, which is 1001. And we can just keep going. When
for
we hit 16, we're one more over, huh?
Yes, we can just keep going for infinity.
That's right. You can go forever. Okay? So, that shows you the numbering system. Okay, so now if we go back up here, when we talk about converting binary to decimal, okay, so in this particular example, I said we're going to take 1011011, and we're going to convert it to decimal. So that means we're writing the positions. 2 to the 0 is 1. 2 to the 1st is 2. 2 to the 2nd is 4. 2 to the 3rd is 8. 2 to the 4th is 16. 2 to the 5th is 32. And 2 to the 6th is 64. Okay? So, what I basically do with this is face value times position, just like I do in decimal. So 1 times 64, and I wrote it over there. 1 times 2 to the 6 equals 1 times 64. That's 64. 0 times something, I did it over there, but 0 times something I know is going to be 0, so I don't really have to do that. 1 times 16 is 16. 1 times 8 is 8. 0 times 4, I'm not going to use. 1 times 2 is 2. 1 times 1 is 1. So I add these up, and I come up with 91. And that would be the decimal number. So this, 1011011, converts to 91 in decimal. Okay? And the way I got that was face value times positional value. Just keep multiplying face value times positional value. And that's how I can convert a binary number to decimal. That's what we're looking at over there, converting a binary number to decimal. Okay? So, if I give you this number, and I ask you to convert it to decimal, go ahead and do it. And by the way, bring paper and pencil next class, probably, because we'll be doing this again. Anybody who wants paper, I have paper. You want paper, anybody? It's just easier to write it out than it is to write it on the computer.
This is easy.
Then
hex,
you can be.
Hex starts getting complicated.
Yeah.
I agree with you there.
It's just one.
Actually, hex is more difficult simply because of the multiplication and division and all that.
So I do like converting hex into decimal. That's nice.
thing or one of the homeworks you owe me?
Yep, I have it all. So.
No, I said you can work on one of the homeworks you owe me.
Oh, I have all of them all set. I just have to send them to you. I know. I put it in the back burner once I get it done. And I was like, I'll send it when I get a chance. And then I never sent it.
So when I get it, I should put it on the back burner and say, I'll correct it when I get a chance, right?
No.
Yeah.
You get it eventually.
And I correct it eventually, so there's the deal.
I'm with it. That's how we can do this. I'd be about it. Well played. As long as I pass, I'm okay.
Okay, does anybody have an answer?
No.
Yeah.
55?
I don't know, I haven't done it.
Oh.
Anybody agree with her?
No, I got 57.
You got 57? Okay. Anybody agree with him?
It's like not a copy to wrong. I agree with her.
You agree with her, all right. Whatever. So, let's try this. Now, I wrote down the things there. When I come up here, I tend to just bring up this and not write the 2 to the whatever there because I'm lazy.
That's smart.
Okay, so I just write the numbers there for my positions. So this gives me 32, 16, 8 is 8 times 0, so that doesn't get added in. And so I've got 5, carry the 1, 55 in decimal, right? Because you didn't add it right somehow. Probably in decimal.
I didn't. You added 8. Yeah, I added 8.
Okay. So, 55 in decimal is the answer that comes up with this. Okay? Okay. So now the next one is converting decimal to binary. Okay, so basically, let's see if I have room, yeah. So I'm going to take the 91 that I had before. I'm actually going to pull it down a little bit so we can see. Okay, see the answer. So I'm going to take the 91 that I and convert it back. So I'm going to convert the 91 from decimal back to binary. Okay? So I'm going to write 2 to the 0, 1, 2 to the first 2. And again, in reality, I just write the bottom number. I don't write all this. And then I'm going to put in the 2 to the 7th, which is 128. So I look at 91, and clearly I don't want to put anything over this 2 to the 7th, so I can forget that. Okay, because 91 is bigger than 128. So what I'm going to do is say, 91 is what I'm working with. 91, I can use 64, so I put a 1 there. And then I subtract the 64 from this, and what do I have left?
27.
I subtract, and I have 27. Okay? So, do I want a 1 over the 32?
No,
because I only have 27 left that I'm worried about. So I don't want to use that, so I put a 0 there. Do I want a 1 over the 16? Can I use 16?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, I've got 27 left. I can use 16, and that will leave me 11. So I'm putting a 1 there. Okay, so I've got 11 left. Can I use the 8?
Yes.
Yes. So I subtract the 8, and that gets me down to 3. So can I use the 4? No. So I put a 0 there. And then I say, okay, now can I use the 2?
Yep.
Yep. so I subtract that. That leaves me one. Can I use the one?
Yes.
Yep. So that leaves me zero. And in fact, that does come back to that. Okay. So that's how I can go back, okay, and check and go from decimal to binary. So I was given the 91, and now I want to go to binary. Okay? So take that 55 that we did a minute ago, and let's go to binary. Okay? So I'm giving you a 55 in decimal, and I'm saying I want to know what that is equal to in binary. Okay, so convert it back. And check yourself and see if it did it. Has everybody got it converted back? Will it work? Okay, so I don't need 64 because I'm only dealing with 55, right? So 55, can't subtract 64 from it, so that's why I didn't need it. Can I use the 32?
Yes.
Yes. So I subtract 32, and that gives me 23, and I put a 1 here. Can I use the 16?
Yes.
Yes, and that gives me 7 left. Can I use the 8?
No.
No. So I'm putting a 0 there. Can I use the 4? Yeah. That leaves me 3 left. Can I use the 2?
Yes.
Can I use the 1? Okay, so that converts it back. So that's how I can convert back and forth with binary.
Just to make sure that that's clear that that wasn't being used.
Okay. Now, just because binary is so much fun. Let's add up a stream of binary. Okay, so I come to this column and I say 1 plus 1 is 1, 0, right? 1 plus 1 is 1, 0. Plus 1 is 1, 1. Plus 1 is 1, 0, 0. Okay? Because 1 plus 1 is 0, carry the 1. 1 plus 1 is 1, 0. Okay? So, 1 plus 1 is 1, 0. Plus 1 is 1, 1. Plus 1 is 1, 0, 0. So I put down the 0. Now I have to carry the 1, 0, right? And depending on how you do it in decimal, different people do it different ways. in decimal, when you carry the 1 0, do you write the 1 0 above the next column, or do you write the 0 there and the 1 over 1? And that can be either way that you can do that. So I'm Cain, I'm going to carry the 1 0, so I'm putting the 1 0 there. But in fact, I could have put a 0 here and a 1 over in that column. It works either way. Okay, so I've got the 1 0 there. So I'm saying 1 0 plus 1 is 1 1, plus 1 is 1 0 0, plus 1 is 1 0 1, right? 1 0 plus 1 is 1 1, plus 1 is 1 0 0, plus 1 is 1 0 1. So I put down the 1, and I carry the 1 0. 1 0 plus 1 is 1 1, plus 1 more is 1 0 0, plus 0 doesn't do anything for me, plus 1 is 1 0 1. So I put down the 1, and I carry the 1 0. 1 0 plus 1 is 1 1, plus 1 is 1 0 0, plus 1 is 1 0 1, plus 1 is 1 1 0. So I put down 1 1 0, or I could say put down the 0 and carry the 1 1 and then bring it down. Okay, now let's see if we manage to do this, or if I manage to do this without making a mistake. What is 1 1 0 1 equal to in decimal? Okay, because it's 1 2 4 8, right? 1 2 4 8. Uh-huh. 8 and 4 is 12, and 1 is 13, right?
Sure.
Ah, come on.
I just missed this part.
Okay, 1 1 0 1. 1 2 4 8. The 8's on, the 4's on, that's 12. The 2 isn't on, the 1 is on, so that's 13, right? Okay, so that's equal to 13. Okay. What's this one?
15.
Okay, 15. Because on this one, I'm adding in 2 more, right? Because it's 1, 1, 1, 1. And so I'm adding in that 2 as well. So it's 8 and 4 is 12 and 2 is 14 and 1 is 15. What about the next one?
11.
Now what about the next one?
15.
So now let's add this up. 8, 9, 4 carry the 1, 54, right? Okay, so now let's see if this is 54. 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32. So 32 plus 16 plus 4 plus 2 is 4, carry the 1, 54. So we managed to do it right. Okay. So I checked myself by converting each number to decimal, and lo and behold, they're both 54, so I must have done it right. Yes, no, maybe?
Yeah. Well, that was confusing, so I converted all of them into decimal, added it up, and then switched it back to binary.
Yeah, but then you don't get to practice with binary as much. You get to practice with conversion. Well, you can cheat even further than that. That's right. If you go to all programs and go to accessories and go to the calculator, and what is it? View program, all right? Right?
No,
yeah.
Programmer.
Yeah,
programmer, and that actually gives you conversions between hex and decimal. Okay. Now, when I give you a homework assignment, which I will, I am going to require that you include the work for a good grade because I know the calculator's there too. And you really should just have experience working with this. But you also should not get anything wrong, because you should go and check it on the calculator and make sure.
What did you do over here on the right-hand side, then? Like on this side? What was that all about?
Okay, let me take a picture of the calculator. I just showed you how to add, basically.
Right.
1 plus 1 is 1, 0, plus 1 is 1, 1, plus 1 is... And then, basically, I can use that when I'm adding up the columns.
Gotcha. All right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
Pretty straightforward.
So, now we're going to try you doing an addition. And I won't make it quite as bad.
Make it bad. Practice. Gives us practice. There's
only one way to win this.
About. Okay, try adding that up and try then checking it.
Are we converting this?
Both. First do the add. My preference is, and then convert it to check.
Just making sure.
Yep. My preference is do the add, then convert to check. And then you can always go to the calculator. And everybody has a pen out, so it's a good day. Okay, there's an attendance sheet coming around. Please add sign on it. What?
Probably not sick anymore at all.
Good.
Yeah.
I was with grandchildren that were sick this weekend, so I'm waiting. I'm waiting, just patiently waiting to catch the next thing. That's the problem.
I'll check your website.
Huh?
I'll check your site.
Right. Now, next week, by the way, is a hybrid class. I told you I made this a hybrid because I was going to take a week off at one point where I was going to do it online. That's next week. Eric will be here starting at 9:30, so you can come and get help from him, and he'll be here from 9:30 to around 2 or something. I put it up there. But I'm actually not going to be in class next week, so it's going to be a catch-up week for you that you can come and work in the labs. And if you don't have anything that you have to get done, then you can get caught up in the rest of your life. Okay, so what did we get for an answer?
101 100 101 100 Yeah.
Okay. Which would be what in decimal? Let's convert it. So that would be 32 plus 8 plus 4, right? And I don't quite know why I wrote down a few extra pluses there, but anyway.
Okay.
So 32, 8, 4 is 44. Okay, let's see if that works. So 1 plus 1 is 1, 0. Put down the 0, carry the 1. 1 plus 1 is 1, 0. Plus 1 is 1, 1. Plus 1 is 1, 0, 0. Put down the 0, carry the 1, 0. 1, 0 plus 1 is 1, 1. Plus 1 is 1, 0, 0. Plus 1 is 1, 0, 1. Put down the 1, carry the 1, 0. 1, 0 plus 1 is 1, 1. Plus 1 is 1, 0, 0. Plus 1 is 1, 0, 1. So, in fact, it does. Only I think I didn't write something, 1, 0, 1, right? That's why I didn't write it. Okay, so that checks. Now let's convert these numbers and see if they add up to 44. So what is this one?
11.
11?
6.
Okay, that's all for you. 12. What's the next? All for you. 12. What's the next one?
12.
12. What's the next one?
15.
Okay. 7, 9, 4 carries 1, 44. So it checks.
My way is so much faster.
Huh?
My way is so much faster.
This is true. But it doesn't get you manipulating binary quite as much. And in fact, you can do it your way. It's just fine. It's just, you know, there's a manipulating of binary. Okay, now let's do subtraction. Because if you play with this, then you really get comfortable with binary. 1, 0, 1, 1. And I'm going to subtract 1, 1, 1. Okay?
I didn't
hear about that. Okay, so 1 from 1 is what?
0.
0. 1 from 1 is?
0.
1 from 0.
Negative 1.
I can't do it.
Yeah, so you take it away from there.
So I take this, reduce that to a 0, and bring over 1, 0, right?
Yeah. But it
bring over
two,
1, 0, because I'm borrowing. Just like you do in decimal.
So
except in decimal, that 1, 0 has 10 ones in it. Here it only does 2 ones. So 1 from 1, 0 is what?
1.
1. And then to check, just like I can do in decimal, 1 and 0 is 1, 1 and 0 is 1. 1 plus 1 is 1, 0, and it's the same. And checking by converting, this is a what?
11.
What is this?
7.
Because the 4, 2, and 1 are on. 4, 2, and 1 make 7. 1, 0, 0 is a what?
4.
Because the 4 is on, the 2 and the 1 aren't. So the 4 is on, so it's a 4. And indeed, 11 take away 7 is 4. Okay? So, it works. Okay. So, 1, 1, 0, 1, 0. Minus 1, 1, 1, 1. Okay. So, the first one I can't do. So I look at it and I say, okay, I've got to borrow from here. That leaves a 0 there and brings a 1, 0 over to there. Right? 1 from 1, 0 is 1. Now I've got to subtract a 1 from a 0. Can't do it. Can't borrow from there either. So I make this a 0, and I bring over a 1, 0. But that's not where I need it. So I borrow 1 from here, which leaves a 1, and I bring over the 1, 0. 1 from 1, 0 is 1. 1 from 1 is 0. one from zero I can't do. So I borrow the 1 0, 1 from 1 0 is 1. Okay? You buy that?
No. You just threw him on a desert island.
All right, let's check it before I validate it. Let's check it. So this has the 1, 2, 4, 8, 16. So the 16 and the 8 are on, that's 24. And what is this? The 2, right? So that's 26.
Minus
7. And this is 15, right? So we want this to be 11, 8, 2 is 10, 1 is 11. So that's 11. So that works. All right? So let's try this one again. 1 1 0 1 0 minus 1 1 1 1. Okay. 1 from 0 I can't do. So I have to borrow. That leaves 0 here and brings over 1 0. Yes, so far? 1 from 1 0 is 1.
Yeah, I got that all good.
Now I've got to take 1 from up here, but that's a 0, and I can't do it. I can't borrow from there, so I got to come over here to borrow. So, this becomes a 0, and I bring the 1 0 over there. But that's not where I need it. So I borrow 1 from that, leaving 1, and I bring the 1 0 over there.
Why wouldn't that become a 0?
It's a 2. It's 2 minus 1 is 1.
1 0 is made up of 1 plus 1, and I'm borrowing one of the 1s and leaving 1 behind.
Gotcha. Good point. Okay.
So, 1 from 1 0 is 1. 1 from 1 is 0. And then I come to do the next one. 1 from 0 I can't do. So I need to make that a 0, and I borrow 1 0. 1 from 1 0 is 1. Okay. Questions? Frank, you're shaking your head.
No, I got it. I just got it a different way.
Okay. Yeah, no, and he'll tell you there's easier ways. Yeah, no, I mean, you can get, I'm having you do it in binary just for comfort level in binary. But in fact, you can do conversions to decimal and then do all of this. So that I could have converted this to 26, converted this to 15, the difference is 11. So I then go back to binary and write out 11 in binary. Okay. So you can go any way. And I don't think it really there's a better way. I'm just doing it in binary because I want you to play around with binary and get comfortable with binary. But there's not a perfect way of doing it. Either way works. And in fact, using the calculator works if you happen to have a calculator that does programmable with you at the moment you need to know something. Okay, I think we have run out of time. We will finish this up and do hexadecimal on Thursday.